It is Monday, July 8th, 2013. And from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series begins July 13th with American bebop and jazz pianist, composer, and singer Bob Doro. This series will continue with the Composer Showcase July 27th and the Amina Figueroa Quintet on August 16th. Tickets and more information are available online at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a groundswell of opposition has developed regarding a plan by SWEPCO for a new transmission system in parts of North Arkansas. Plus, Nicole Holland of Springdale tells us her story of life in Paris before World War II. We'll hear from her and her daughter, Brenda Hancock, later. The new book about Nicole's life is titled One of the Lucky Ones. First, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton will be honored today at a dedication ceremony for Little Rock's new Children's Library. Bobby Roberts is the director of the Central Arkansas Library System.
Secretary Clinton will be in town, and we will be dedicating the new Children's Library in her honor. We had offered that to her, and she was delighted with it and pleased to accept, and we're just absolutely excited that she's going to allow us to do this.
There are no more spaces available for people to get into the library's auditorium for the event, but the library will be hosting other events in the afternoon. Robert says it's a worthy tribute for someone who has done so much on behalf of children. The federal government's decision to delay requiring employers with over 50 employees to provide insurance is a good move, says Jay Bradford, Arkansas Insurance Commissioner. He says it will give businesses one more year to make adjustments and will not be a hindrance to employees seeking insurance through the new health care exchange.
Based on the person's individual income, that's what develops these subsidies. And so the lower income people have, the more subsidies they're eligible for. And so it really should not have any effect on the individual consumers from a monetary point of view.
Until employers start providing insurance in 2015, insurance subsidies will be provided by the federal government for those employees. Jay Bradford says the delay in implementation only affects about 2% of Arkansas businesses. However, some in Washington see the delay in implementing the mandate as a political ploy. Speaking during yesterday morning's Capitol View on KARK-TV in Little Rock, Arkansas Congressman Tim Griffin told Roby Brock that the delay is recognition there are problems with the Affordable Care Act as currently written.
They wanted to take the implementation of the employer mandate and the penalties that go with it. They wanted to take that and kick it past the 2014 election. It's pretty clear that's what they're doing. I think, for me, it's another indication that this is a flawed law.
Congressman Griffin says the employer and individual mandates in the Affordable Care Act are unfair and that implementation of both should be delayed so Congress can find a better way to implement health care reform with a new law. Governor Mike Beebe is working in conjunction with the Arkansas Forestry Commission to spread awareness about summer forest fires. Last year, the state experienced more than 1,000 forest fires because of dry condition, and many are also likely to occur during 2013. The governor noted in his weekly radio address, firefighters have been cooperative despite changes that occurred with the turn of the fiscal year.
While the Arkansas Forestry Commission coordinates responses and provides most of the equipment being used, much of the firefighting manpower comes from volunteer fire departments across the state. They all work tirelessly to protect our forests and our communities when fires ignite. Keep our firefighters in mind as you take your vacations and camping trips this summer.
Governor Beebe also said increased commission funding over the next 2 years will bring extra manpower and new equipment to help fight existing fires. George Washington's copy of the U.S. Constitution is now on display at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock. The document, initially obtained from a private collection, is making its way across the country to all 13 presidential libraries. Clinton Library Education Specialist Kathleen Pate says items from other locations have also been included in the exhibit about the former president.
We have borrowed from Crystal Bridges the Gilbert Stuart portrait of Washington, known as the Constable Hamilton portrait. And then we also have documents on display from the National Archives. One is a letter from Chief Justice John Jay to George Washington when he was president. and one is a letter from George Washington to what he refers to as the heads of department.
The Constitution will be on display until Friday, when it will travel to the George W. Bush Presidential Library in Texas. Last week, the U.S. Department of the Interior officially rescinded its designation of the White River Watershed as a National Blueway. The change came after a number of state and local stakeholders sent letters to Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar requesting the designation be removed from the White River Watershed. According to the Department of the Interior, the designation was originally intended to encourage conservation and sustainable economic activities, and that participation in the program was voluntary for private landowners. New unemployment numbers were released last week for the month of May. According to numbers by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the jobless rate for the Northwest Arkansas region edged upward a half percentage point from April to May, resting at 5.6%, the same as in May 2012. However, the size of the area's workforce grew by about 1,300 people year to year, and the number of unemployed persons in Northwest Arkansas grew similarly during that same time frame. In the Fort Smith metropolitan area, the new numbers painted a bleaker picture. The Fort Smith region's jobless rate for May grew by a half percent from April to May, but the rate was 0.4% higher than it was May of last year. The area's overall labor force grew by about 1,700 people comparing year to year, but the actual number of unemployed people in the Fort Smith metro area only grew by about 700 between May 2012 and 2013. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a rocky Independence Day weekend on the road in Texas. After losing 2 of 3 in Midland, the Naturals moved on to Frisco for a 3-game set against the Rough Riders. The Nats lost the first game Saturday 6-1, made up for it yesterday with a 7-5 victory, and the Nats now have record 34-53 on the season. The series will wrap up tonight in Frisco. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows from 70 in Northwest Arkansas to the mid-70s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs from 94 to 99. Arkansas River Valley could have a heat index of 102 tomorrow afternoon. And for Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows between 71 and 76. This is Ozarks at Large.